This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on how microcredit is still a buy a subsistence job program. There was a long, hopeful report on the supposed growth of microcredit among lower income families in the United States in the New York Times. But no matter how much slipping and falling we might have endured around invisible statistics, there was no way to avoid the bottom line conclusion that microcredit was basically a buy a subsistence loan with debt program, plain and simple. Grameen America, modeled on the Grameen lending model in Bangladesh, the article said, has five branches in New York City and additional outposts in Charlotte, Omaha, and Los Angeles, among other places. They claim 18,000 borrowers with small loans, and they say they've loaned out $100 million over the years. I can remember their time well, 35 years or more ago in eastern Arkansas, where they are nevermore. They say the loans are 15% interest, which is less than the over 20% interest figure claimed, but widely disputed in Bangladesh. And they are made and paid in a group setting where peer pressures and benefits can help increase the loan pool. There is no doubt that in the credit desert of low and moderate income communities, anything is better than nothing, in the same way that a seeing soul can rule in the kingdom of the blind. The stories, though, were small-scale buy-a-job stories about barely subsistent jobs and informal operations like making empanadas or buying clothes to be shipped to the Dominican Republic to be sold by family members on the street, or simply paying the loans back to establish credit and so forth. One woman featured with her small party store in the Queens had used the loan to pay back the rent and be able to handle two parties simultaneously, but her husband and she worked constantly to make $500 a week, $25,000 a year. And when asked if she would go that route of small business again, adamantly answered, no. These were not happy stories, despite the claims of executives that they added jobs and might add income of up to $2,500 per year on the average. As they also apologized, there were no statistics to back up the claims. I would argue that this might be better than nothing, and undoubtedly there are heartwarming tales of success, but as we've argued in Acorn International reports available on the website, www.acorninternational.org, this is absolutely not a poverty reduction strategy, any more than paying an employment agency a couple hundred dollars to find you a job would be, or for that matter, running up your own credit cards if you had them to float your business or keep your job. These are desperation strategies for families that are drowning, not surfing over the tops of the waves. When the spokespeople for Grameen are left defending their model in comparison to payday lending outlets and 400% interest, there's really no question that we're grasping at straws here to pretend this is a path out for the poor. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.